Joy with the medicines, Mildred?
If I never look at another mix of powders, pills, and liquids, it'll be too damn soon. I don't know, Doc. I've worked out something that might do the trick. Got it in this syringe here. It could combat the poisons. If it does, then Ryan could pull through. Like Christy said, he's gotta have the inner strength.
If needle doesn't work, then he'd shield?
That's about it. The paralysis of his muscles is almost total. Face is like granite. The heart's slowing all the time, and I don't think his breathing can carry him through another 3 or 4 hours.
Mildred took the stopper off the end of the needle and squirted a tiny silver spray in the air to remove any risk of causing an embolism. She knelt by the bed. Ryan was completely still, the gray blanket over his body seeming motionless. His eye was closed, his lips slightly parted, and his skin had a deathly waxen pallor. Mildred flicked at his forearm with her index finger.
It's not easy to hit a vein. Ah, we got us a live one here.
The needle slid into the skin, and she steadily depressed the plunger. Withdrawing it, she gave a quick wipe to the puncture with a strip of cotton that had been soaked in surgical disinfectant.
Now?
We wait.
How long?
How the fuck? I don't know, JB, and I don't want to guess. But if it hasn't worked in, let's say, 4 hours, then I think Ryan will be dead.
They stood in a silent circle. Ryan had an oddly withdrawn, faraway look, as if he were listening to some distant voice calling to him, calling out to the one-eyed man.
The man with one eye? God damn, what the hell you done to upset them, Ryan? Got all their women pregnant? Deflowered every virgin on the ranch?
Otis was momentarily oblivious to the mortal danger that they were in. If the attacking Indians kept their word and managed to lever down half the cliff and block the redoubt entrance, then everyone's life expectancy was going to get suddenly really short.
I've never been down this way before. Why would they want me?
10 minutes, killer of the helpless. We will give you the quick death you gave our women and our babies. The others will walk free.
Oh, fire blast. Now I get it. Oh, sure, that's why.
Some of the others were much slower on the uptake, still looking at one another in bewilderment.
Those Apaches out there want the one-eyed man. They've seen Ryan, but he's not the one-eyed man they really want.
Ferryman! Of course!
Hey, you could take some persuading, my friends. I mean, we can tell Ryan from the sec boss, but I wonder if those Apaches can, or even want to. They got them a one-eyed man snug in the nest. Why worry about whether he's the right one?
2 minutes, then all will die.
I'll talk to them.
Very cautiously, Trader edged toward the entrance, waving his hand.
Truce! Truce! I want to talk to someone! I want to talk to the chief!
Nobody shot at him, but nobody answered him either. He glanced around at Ryan.
Don't risk it, traitor. Wait there.
1 minute!
Listen, you dumbass piece of double-stoop shit! I want to talk!
Tactful, traitor. You got the velvet touch.
Why talk? Give one eye to us, all live. He die. Keep him and he die and all die. What is to talk?
We come out and maybe we all die. But some of you get chilled. You know it's true. Talk and it could be that nobody gets to die at all. What's wrong with that? Sounds a good idea to me.
The traitor took another half step so that the light threw his shadow back into the dank cavern. Ryan and the others had fingers on triggers. If the traitor had gone down, Ryan would have led the charge outside. That would be the last and only option.
I talk, me! You, no others. No bows, no blasters. You come, 2 hands and steps.
He means 10 yards forward.
You come the same distance. Rest of you stay ready.
Ryan moved to a position where he could cover the traitor. Part of his mind was conscious once again that JB was right, and that he really ought to get himself a long gun. If the Indians appeared and started blasting, his own Smith & Wesson revolver wouldn't be the best weapon to have in his hand. The traitor moved out into the open, toward the sheer drop where the blacktop had been severed. After a brief delay, a stocky figure appeared near a single tilting lodgepole pine, holding an old carbine at the trail. The Apache wore cotton trousers and a loose shirt, and had his long hair tied back in a green bandana. The two men stopped a few paces apart, but the day was still, and it was easy for everyone to hear their conversation.
I am Trader. Who are you?
Slow Eagle of the Membranos. Why do you come to Many Wolves Canyon?
Why not?
I have lost a brother to your blasters. You have two who will not ride tomorrow. Why?
That's my business. Better question is why you attack us like sneaking backstabbers. Tell me that.
This is our land.
Doesn't give you any right to chill folks minding their own business.
Your business? The business of Butcher Carson is death!
The business of Baron Carson's no concern at all of ours.
Liar!
For a moment, Trader really believed that he would draw down on the Indian. There were things you could kid him about, but the one thing you never did was question his honesty. But with an obvious effort, Trader controlled himself.
It is not a thing of honor to say another man lacks honor.
Slow Eagle took a half step back and lifted his blaster to his hip. Then he lowered it again.
You are the men of the Baron.
We are not. And I told you. I'm Trader. These are my people. We're at Taos to buy and barter for gas and ammo.
I still say your words are the glitter of light on a fast river. Carried away and not worthy of notice.
I don't give a shit how you fancy you say it, mister. I just want to know why in the dark night you keep saying it. You got no call.
The Indian's finger pointed out like a striking rattler, aimed at where Ryan was waiting in the shadows of the redoubt.
In there is Blind Knight, the butcher of babies. Carson's sec boss. Do you think us fools that we do not see him?
You think that's Ferryman? His name's Ryan Carter, and he's my war captain on the Two Wags.
He is Blind Knight. He is well remembered.
Holy shit. Look, can he come out here? Just him, no weapon, and without getting shot by one of your men?
It is a waste of time, but he can come. Inde! Dagon is cut!
Come on out, Ryan!
Ryan cautiously walked out of the redoubt, hands in the air.
Now look closely. Ryan has lost an eye. Ferryman has also lost an eye, but Ryan is taller. His skin is not so dark. Can't you see that for yourself?
The Apache stared intently at Ryan through narrowed eyes, shaking his head doubtfully, and then coming a few steps closer.
Donde Chisipita da Terragon is got?
What did he say?
That no person of the Apache has ever seen Blind Knight close to the face and lived.
There must be some way of settling this. Isn't there anybody who's seen Ferryman who'd know him again? Anybody?
The man is walking death to all. He led the raid on our pueblo and torched the church, buried babies living, drove our women into fire so they ran and burned and screamed. They screamed, Blind Knight!
He spat at Ryan, who slowly lifted a hand and wiped the spittle away.
One time more, you stupid bastard. I'm not fucking Ferryman. Not Blind Knight. What do I have to do to prove it?
The moment stood astride a razor, and Ryan's fingers twitched for the butt of his blaster. It was clear as crystal to him that talk wasn't going to sort this out. It was going to be sorted by fighting and by killing. No other way.
Chisipita! Goitus cut shikisin in deidish, yakosa!
Shikisin in dey, dish yakose!
Ah!
We ain't getting nowhere. Gut shoot him when I say, and fly like goose shit off a shovel. I'll bring the others.
Ryan knew it was the best plan there could be. He was obviously the main target for the anger of the Apaches. Put their leader down in the dirt, and you could make them stop and think. Slow Eagle held up a hand for silence, looking once more directly at Ryan.
My warrior makes me think you can test your word.
Test?
Is it not real word?
Yeah, but I don't know what you mean. How can I test if I'm telling the truth about who I am?
By blood.
Stop talking behind your hand, mister. Just tell us what you mean.
Blind Knight man who says he is not Blind Knight can fight to death against our best warrior.
Blasters?
Your long and small guns are too strong. If you fight, it will be knife against knife.
Fine by me, traitor. Pack myself against any scrawny half-assed little Indian son of a bitch with steel in my hand. Yeah. Tell him let's get to it.
Go into the redoubt, make ready.
I'll set out some rules for the chief here. Like what happens when you win.
The negotiations didn't take long. The traitor strode back, his grizzled face looking slightly puzzled. He stepped into the darkness.